Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
All worthy of it all. Boy, you guys, that worship last night was, where's the boys here? These boys I was worshiping with and these girls up here and all of you, that's the worship group there, like, Big Skyler came up and gave me a hug, and it was like if you haven't got a hug from Skyler, just get one, because it was like God's arms were just wrapped around me. It was amazing. That worship last night, I don't know how many of you felt it, but like it was just proof that, you know, this thing's not, you don't do this on your own. As I haven't felt worship like that in, I don't know, 10, 15 years. It just felt effortless, didn't it, for most of us? I know, I can see it in your eyes. Many came up. We had many kids from Spain come up last night, looking in their eyes and seeing them crying. And like, you can't make this up. Like, you can't make it up. That's how good this is. And last night was one of those nights that you can worship the Lord effortlessly. Have you felt that, some of you guys? Like, that's proof in itself. You can't make that up, believe me. You can try, and it just doesn't work. But boy, when His presence is here, His Holy Spirit, and you feel that, and you just begin to sing with your heart, it's just proof that God's doing it. He's doing it inside you. His Holy Spirit is like, yes. Yes, go for it. Live this life and worship the Lord with all your heart. Amen? Amen? I don't know. Did anybody else feel it, or was it just me? Was it amazing last night? Woo! And then I heard you guys went down here and did some more. Where's Max? He just keeps going, doesn't he? He's like the Energizer Bunny. Just break a finger, blood going everywhere. Just let's go, boys! What happened down here last night? Was there more singing? Who all went down there last night? Wow. Was it cool? Had so many people, so many campers come up to me last night right here, just stand here and look at me and just hug me. Girls and guys, like, thank you. I was like, don't thank me. It's just God, isn't it? You guys have felt a touch from Jesus Christ Himself. Amen? And it's not over yet, so praise the Lord. Let's go. We've made it to the fifth chapter of James. You guys have read a lot of Bible this week, eh? That's a lot for me. I like to just sometimes read a few verses and just kind of chew on it. You know, you guys have pushed me. We've come all the way through fifth chapter of James, and now it's talking about a little more patience again. So let's pull these verses up. James says, "Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near." I was listening to, have you ever heard, I think it was American Idol. I don't know. We were watching that as a family. Anybody watch American Idol? We got a few. Okay. And I think C.C. Winans came out, this colored worship singer, C.C. Winans. I don't know if you ever heard of her. And I think she sang a song about Come Jesus Come, I think it was. But anyway, I went on Spotify and listened to her sing some songs. And oh my gosh, what a woman that worships. And she started singing about Jesus coming back. She has quite a few songs, if you go listen to her, about Jesus coming back. And I found myself just starting to cry. I hadn't thought about that for a long time, that He's coming back for us. And it could be in the twinkling of an eye that He's coming back for you and me, and He's going to take us with Him. And so this verse in James, it's talking about be ready, because He could come back at any time. And this old song I wrote at my old church, well, I'm a-watching, and I'm a-waiting, and I'm looking above, Jesus is coming to take me home. He said it could be in the twinkling of an eye, and I'll be changed forevermore. So I'm a watching, and I'm a waiting, and I'm looking above. Jesus, he's really coming to take us home. He said it could be in the twinkling of an eye, and then we'll be changed forevermore. So I don't know, it just started to flood me and give me hope and courage. Like, this Jesus that we talk about, he's very real. He saves you, and he touches you and encourages you, but he's coming back for us. Maybe that was him saying, yes, I am. Okay?
Test it. Oh, I like that better. I can really get around here. You know what I mean? Welcome to the Indianapolis 500. I'm Al Unser Jr. here, trackside. Here comes Bobby Rahal. 221 miles per hour. Sorry. We've been doing a lot of chapels, haven't we? We can laugh a little, can't we? Anyway, this Jesus is coming back, and it should make you feel good. And are you ready? Are you ready? And you know what? We've taught all week, and your counselors have taught all week how to be ready. And that's why we come to this camp, right? To either get ready or to be encouraged that what makes you ready. And it's the wonderful work of Christ on the cross. And so I was thinking about this today. You know, we've talked a lot about when you just simply put faith, like many of you have done this week, and many of you have done it before when you were younger, but when you're encouraged, when you're reminded, when you're refreshed, or maybe you did it for the first time this week, to put your faith in what Jesus did for you at the cross, and you invite him into your life, and we call it many things, getting saved, getting born again, trusting Jesus, becoming a Christian, this many words we use, but it's a real thing. And Jesus clothes you with himself. And I want to use this little analogy here today, because James is saying, be patient with this wonderful faith that he's given you. Be patient with the work that he's done in you. Don't worry, don't fret about things. I've got it covered. Like, when he comes into your life, he promised to take care of everything. Do you guys know about a bamboo tree? I had a friend come to me and tell me about the bamboo tree this year at hockey. He said the bamboo tree, he had told his son that, and then he told me, the bamboo tree, when you plant it in the soil, the seed, you put it in the soil, and then you water it. And then you water it. And then nothing sprouts up for like days, weeks, months, and you keep watering it. Nothing sprouts up in the first year, and you keep watering it and watering it. Nothing sprouts in the second year, and you keep watering it and you keep watering it. Nothing sprouts up in the third year, and you keep watering it. And nothing sprouts up until the fifth year in a bamboo tree, from what I understand and when you read about it. And in the fifth year, the thing grows 90 feet in, like I think it's 30 days or 90 days. It grows so much in the fifth year, but in those 5 years, you get impatient, right? And you know, this is what we're talking about here. The farmer patiently waits as the rain and the nutrients come and the sun. And think about a bamboo. It grows 90 feet in just a short period of time. But what about the 5 years? And I think as Christians, God wants to just encourage you. You've been given everything you need in Jesus Christ. The work on the cross, there was a reason when he said, it's finished. Because that's everything you would need. After that, the Holy Spirit would come to touch you and fill you, and you'd have everything you need for this life simply by just simple faith and simple grace in this beautiful gospel. We call it the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage all of you, be patient in that. Wait in that. Because it's all you need. I want to use this little analogy. Where's Victoria? I liked her up here. I just met her today. Victoria, where was Victoria? Is she still in here? Come on up here. Sorry to embarrass you again. She did a pretty good job on that game we played. And give Victoria a hand here, you guys. I just met Victoria. She's from Washington, right close to me. And how many years you been coming here?
I've been coming here every summer since 2021.
Give her a hand. Okay, so I want to use Victoria as an analogy. I got this nice jacket, and it's even the color of red. So we'll say this is like the blood of Jesus. This is what happens when you just have faith. The Bible says that you get put in Christ, and Christ is put on you and in you. And so what happens is when someone believes, this is what happens. Go ahead, we'll put this beautiful... Oh, that looks nice. Oh, yeah. Give her a hand. I like that color, too. So think of this now, all of you guys. Like, when you just, you know, Mrs. Bass and Laura, she said, take that mustard seed of faith and place it in the object of what Christ did at the cross. And when you do, this happens. The Bible says, the old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. It says you're a new creation in Christ. And the new creation is you in Christ. So when Victoria, if I were God and she was coming to heaven, I would not even see Victoria. I would see Christ. You see how she's clothed in Christ. And that's how you get into heaven. Not on your own works, but on this, what Christ did at the cross. So when God looks at you, he just sees Christ. But you're kind of rotten still. Like, you do a lot of things not right. But he sees Christ. Isn't that amazing? How can that be? Because that's how wonderful the work of the cross is. Okay, so now, Victoria, you go over there and sit on that speaker, and you sit down and act like you're reading and doing your devotions, okay? There you go. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yes, 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 yes. Now, I'm so impressed with all of you that do your quiet times and your praying and your devotions, and it's wonderful. It's so beautiful. What a gift it is to do it. Now, Victoria's doing it right now. Now, is the jacket still on when she's doing devotions? Yeah, it is. It's still on. Now, do a little praying. Maybe put your hands together like, oh, beautiful. Look at that nice... Well, give her a hand. She's doing some good praying. Now, is the jacket still on? Okay. Great job, Victoria. Stand up. Now, can you go over and sit over on that speaker? Okay. Okay. Now, no devotions. I don't want you to... No devotions. She's not doing any praying. Okay. Is the jacket still on? Oh, it is? Who said it sure is? Okay. Now, no praying, no praying. Is the jacket still on? Darn tootin', Skylar said. Wait a minute. So are you telling me that the jacket is put on, the jacket's on, whether you're doing that wonderful stuff or you're not doing the wonderful stuff? Is the jacket still on? Well, that's pretty awesome. Is this really awesome, what you do over there, praying and reading? Yes. Is the jacket still on? So, over here, now, Victoria's not reading right now, and she's not praying, and she's not doing her thing with God. And It's not a question. Now listen, it's not a question in your life and mine if that will happen or not. It will. If you're honest, if you don't say that, you're a liar, because it's impossible to keep this up all the time. This beautiful praying and reading and these spiritual disciplines that are so good. But it is 100% chance that there'll come a time when you miss it, or you don't do it, or you find a week you haven't done it, or a day, or you might find a year when you get older. I don't know. What about a mother who has 5 kids and doesn't have time? It's reality, right? Is the jacket still on? Yes. That's how wonderful the work of Christ is. It's not based upon what you do. It's based upon what He put on you. And you know what? Isn't this amazing that even when you find yourself maybe feeling not close to God, maybe not doing the right things, is the jacket any further away from Victoria than when she was sitting over there? You don't do these things to get closer to God. You do them so they remind you how close He is to you. That one I think you need to write in your notebook. Why do we do prayer, and why do we do, reading the Bible, and why do we go to church? To remind you how close and how wonderful He is, and how close He is to you, and how He's in you, and in you, and on you, and all around you. Does that make sense? So I want to encourage you guys. You know, I keep saying it doesn't matter what you do. It matters what Christ did for you. And I hope this little analogy kind of helps to remind you of what really matters. And what are we being patient about? And what is James saying be patient about? Come on, Victoria. You've done such a great job here. I think church and being a Christian is all about this. Reminded what Christ has done for you. Encourage people how wonderful Jesus is. And when we believed, you had everything you needed in the precious blood of Jesus. And look at the color of this jacket. Maybe it'll remind you the blood of Jesus is all you'll ever need. It won't leave you. It won't forsake you. Do you hear that today? Maybe you find yourself, after you leave this camp, doing some really wrong things, like me. It's life. You find yourself failing, and you know what? The jacket was still on. I'm so thankful for that. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. And that's so comforting, and that's so encouraging. So thank you, Victoria. You can just leave it on. Just go back there and give Victoria a hand. Isn't that good news? Isn't that great news? Can I give one more verse, and then you guys can go home to kind of remind you of, it'll go to, I think Philippians was the next one. No? I don't think that's it. Maybe we didn't get it up, Emma. It was, I think, in Philippians about Paul. Ah, here we go. Go back one verse. Ah, here we go. Go. Okay, yeah, here we go. So the Apostle Paul says this: we rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put no confidence in human effort, though I could have confidence in my own effort, if anyone could indeed, if others have reason for confidence in their own efforts, I have even more. Listen, this is the Apostle Paul. He was like the best Christian, the best, person, if you want to call it that, that there ever was. Listen what he said. I was circumcised when I was 8 years old. I'm a pure-blooded citizen of Israel, a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a real Hebrew if there ever was one. I was a member of the Pharisees. These were the religious people. He was like the best. He was deemed the strictest in obedience to the Jewish law. He said, I was so zealous that I harshly persecuted the church, and as for righteousness, being a good person, watch, I obeyed the law without a fault. I don't think any of us are there. This guy did the law, the commandments, without a fault. Now listen what he says. I did it without a fault. I once thought these things were valuable. This is the thing that'll make you free as a Christian. I thought they were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could what? Gain Christ, become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness. Oh, praise God. Through obeying the law, rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on what? What is it? You got it. What does it depend on? Yeah. This is a man who was the best of the best persons. He actually knew the Bible and was obedient to all the things that you're supposed to be obedient to. And guess what? He found that I just wanted to throw it all out and gain the righteousness that was in Christ and not my own righteousness. It was like he knew that it was like filthy rags, his own efforts and his own works and his own goodness and his own righteousness. And when he found out about the cross, he said, I'll gladly trade these old ragged clothes for perfection. And like when Victoria was up here, trade in your garments of self-righteousness for the garment of the precious blood of Jesus. You see that transaction there? And for most of you, it's just getting encouraged in it again. For some, it's the first time, but for most of us, encourage that when we come and do our daily devotionals and things you do, spending time with God and praying, and how wonderful it is, it's to remind you of that truth. It's not my own righteousness, but it's a gift. It's given. It's clothed. I'm clothed with it, and I'm not working for it. Does that make sense? That'll save you so much trouble as a Christian as you begin to work at being a Christian. Instead, you can just open the Bible up, and when you hear it, ask God, you guys, to show you grace in the Bible. Ask him to show you how it's a gospel of grace and not works and law. And it'll change your life forever. Does that help you this morning? Because I tell you what, I wish somebody would have taught it to me when I was a young teenager. Instead of chasing after God. How many of you kids have come up to me this week and said, thank you for showing me to stop chasing after God and just let him chase after me? I heard somebody say the relentless love of Jesus has changed my life. I heard a counselor say the relentless love of Jesus. What's relentless? Keeps coming and coming and coming. That's what changes your life. Everybody say relentless. Yes. Let's pray and ask God to touch us and give us the strength to get through this last day. Lord, I pray that you'd fill every heart here. Lord, touch every mind. We're not done here yet, Lord. You're just getting started. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this camp and in every camper and in every leader. Fill us today afresh with the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit. Keep reminding us about amazing grace. Keep encouraging us to be patient in this wonderful work, this wonderful gospel, so that when you split that eastern sky and come to get us, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready, not up because of our own works, but because of you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Have a great day. And we'll see you back. Hey, tonight the chapel's outside. We're going to have a blast.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.